In this bulletin, Sri Lanka's government imposes a national curfew following further protests. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese looks to strengthen diplomatic ties in the Pacific. And in sport, Queensland defeats New South Wales 22-12 and takes out the State of Origin Rugby League series. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Red. Sri Lanka's government has imposed a national curfew in response to widespread protests that have led to the storming of several official buildings. The nation's ousted president, Gotabaya Rajapaksa, has yet to fulfill a promise to give his former resignation, despite fleeing with his family to the Maldives and naming an acting successor. His decision to leave his ally, Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe, in charge as acting president triggered more demonstrations, so the PM has declared a state of emergency and imposed a curfew across Sri Lanka. Protesters have breached the Prime Minister's office walls in the capital, Colombo, waving the country's flag and demanding his immediate resignation. Mr. Wickremesinghe says he has instructed the military and police to restore order in the country and claims demonstrators are seeking to seize power.
Even though we took steps to elect a president, some groups in the struggle planned to storm the Prime Minister's office, surround the Air Force Commander's house because he provided an aircraft for the president to travel to the Maldives, also to surround the houses of the Army Commander and the Navy Commander. That was an attempt to grab power.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has greeted his Solomon Islands counterpart with a hug while meeting in face-to-face talks for the first time. The Prime Minister has held several bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the Pacific Islands Forum in Fiji as he looks to strengthen diplomatic ties. It is the first time the forum has met in person since 2019 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It follows a concerted effort from China to increase its influence in the region after signing a security deal with the Solomon Islands. Anthony Albanese says the new Australian government has changed its stance on various issues, including climate change, which the Pacific has welcomed.
The forum is a critical body for us as all members of the Pacific family to be able to gather and to listen to each other, to have respectful dialogue. And my government, of course, is relatively new, but we have begun very fast engaging with our new position on areas like climate change and engagement with the Pacific.
U.S. President Joe Biden has arrived at Israel's Ben-Gurion Airport as part of his first Middle East visit since taking office. Mr. Biden has 2 days scheduled in Jerusalem for talks with Israeli leaders and lay a garland of flowers at Yad Vashem, Israel's memorial to Holocaust victims. During his 4-day trip, Mr. Biden will hold talks with Israeli, Palestinian, and Saudi Arabian officials, with plans to persuade Gulf allies to pump more oil and bring Israel and Saudi Arabia closer together. Mr. Biden reaffirmed the bilateral commitment of his country to Israel.
Greater peace, greater stability, greater connection. It's critical. It's critical, if I might add, for all the people of the region. Which is why we'll discuss my continued support, even though I know it's not in the near term, a two-state solution. That remains, in my view, the best way to ensure the future of equal measure of freedom, prosperity, and democracy for Israelis and Palestinians alike.
The UK's former Chancellor, Rishi Sunak, has topped the first round of voting to be the next leader of Britain's Conservative Party. If elected by his Tory colleagues, he would replace Boris Johnson as Prime Minister. 6 candidates remain in the field to take over as PM, with Mr. Sunak winning 88 caucus votes, the most of any contestant in the first round of polling. Delegations from Ukraine, Russia, and Turkey have met with the United Nations to discuss grain exports as the Russian blockade of the Ukrainian Black Sea port continues and the fate of the upcoming harvest remains in doubt. Ukraine has told the meeting security must be guaranteed for the owners of ships and cargo before grain can be safely sent out from its ports. Former Minister Dmytro Kuleba says Russia's desire to circumvent sanctions is putting millions at risk of starvation.
There is not a single sanction that prohibits Russia from exporting its own grain. What Russia is trying to do is to lift sanctions unrelated to the export of grain. And this is what makes the whole situation so cynical, because they are playing their hunger game, putting millions of people in Africa and in Asia at risk simply because they want to get rid of some of the sanctions.
Around 22 million tons of grain is trapped inside Ukraine, a growing crisis for the country known as the breadbasket of Europe. And now to sport. Queensland has defeated New South Wales 22-12 in the state of origin decider in Brisbane. The match got off to a brutal start, with three players failing head injury assessments following the opening defensive exchanges. The Maroons overturned a 12-10 halftime deficit to secure a ninth victory from the previous 10 origin deciders while playing with a two-person bench. In the 78th minute, Ben Hunt defeated Nathan Cleary with a chip kick and ran 70 meters to score the game-winning goal. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghadib.